Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela DeSantiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, I'm here with Bartley from By the Sea, Mommy and Me. We are going to talk a little bit about a Mommy and Me community.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here. My page, yes, like you said, is called By the Sea, Mommy and Me. And I started it to connect with other moms in the San Diego, mostly San Diego, but some Orange County as well, to get people to get out in the community, going to parks, museums, and just finding ways to connect with other families as well.
You share a lot about local events and also give ideas for what's free to local residents, which is amazing. And aside from that, you are also doing some Mommy and Me gatherings. What kind of inspired you to do these gatherings and to share about all of the different events that are available to, I guess, not only just residents, it would also be people that are visiting the area?
That's very true. So I started because a lot of friends would ask me what we were doing. I would post pictures on my personal Instagram saying we're at Costa Roots for their nature play day, or we're doing this specific hike, and at this place for the hike, there would be events or like nature walks, and you could pick up at the nature center like a pamphlet, and on the walk you could look for, it was called like nature hide and seek, and you could find different things. So I would be sharing about that, and then people would ask me like, well, what are you doing this week, or what are you doing next week, or what are some fun things in town? So that's kind of where it started, was me just sharing, instead of sharing just all the time on my personal page, opening it up to more initially moms, but it's now all of a sudden I have dads, I have grandparents, like you said, people visiting town or nannies who are interested in what's going on around town. So it started with that. And then I hadn't really intended on doing meetups necessarily, but when I was a kid, I had done a story time event when I was really young. I had remembered doing this story in the park along a creek in Minnesota where I lived when I was a kid. And we walked and there were story tales happening. People were dressed up and they were reading these books, and it was just so cool. And so I wanted to create that for my kids, and I decided to host an event like that. So I had just put on social media on my page, hey, we're going to meet here. I recruited my grandma, my mom, and my sister, so three generations, to read stories, and they dressed up. Well, all I did was share on social media, and there were over 40 kids who came. So it was kind of crazy. I didn't expect it. I thought it was just going to be my kids and maybe some friends' kids, but then it kind of blew up from there. And then after the first one, people started asking me when I was doing more of those or more meetups. That's kind of where the meetups started. I actually have another story time coming up. It's been really cool to just have community say, hey, this is something we want. We want an outdoor setting for story time, and to be able to provide that for people has been really cool.
I love that. It is really nice to have so many options as a local mom to do these events with other moms that are either in a similar stage or maybe have kids that are slightly older, slightly younger, because then it also not only gets you as the adult to socialize and learn from other moms, but it also gets your kids to socialize with other kids.
Yeah. And I have found that there's a lot of different ages. My oldest is 4.5. And a lot of the events that I've hosted have anywhere from babies up to, I'd say, about 6 years old. But my first story time, a lot of kids were actually out of school. So we had even older kids, which was kind of fun to see how they were helpful with the younger ones too.
That's so neat. What are some recommendations for moms on how to find local mom groups within their community? Obviously, you know, we're here in San Diego, and I feel like I've learned so much about different mom groups from just following one mom group because they all tend to kind of share with one another. So it's really neat to have so many options to join a walk, an event, a gathering. So what do you have as far as, you know, helping somebody out that maybe doesn't have that in their community, to whether it's to start one on their own or how to find one?
So when I first had my daughter, I did Fit for Mom stroller strides, and that was very helpful for me to meet women who were also in very similar stages of life. Now that I have three kids, it's a lot harder to do stroller strides because the kids are in the stroller and I can't really fit three in a stroller that easily.
But I did see that you did it though.
I did recently. I think that was really helpful for me. And I've met a lot of moms that way. And then from there, there are a lot of things in your community. If you're in San Diego, like you said, there are a lot of moms who share ideas, and there's mom walks and there's nature meetups for hikes. But if you're wanting to start one on your own, my advice would be to just kind of put yourself out there, maybe share with a friend or two what you want to do. Say you are really interested in hiking with your kids, ask a few friends to go hiking with you. And then it kind of has a ripple effect from there. I have found for myself, that's been the case for me. Example is the story time. I thought this was going to be a small thing for just my family and some friends, but people really enjoyed it. So I think if you're in your community and you're looking for something, just start something, and it can be small. It doesn't have to be large, but just kind of get started.
And I know we kind of touched on this a little bit. What would you say is the importance about getting moms and kids out and about and to socialize in some of these, whether it's planned or unplanned gatherings, where it's not just maybe you and one other mom friend, but a little bit of a larger group?
Well, I think we just thrive a lot better in community. I know I do myself. The days that I'm at home with my three kids trying to contain them in the house, it's just a lot harder for me. And I find that going to meetups, whether it's groups or going to a park and meeting other families and having a larger group, it just helps as a mom to be able to share with other moms and talk about what's going on in your kid's life and your life and just connect that way. Because I think sometimes, especially when you have your first kid, you can be in isolation and you don't always know, is this normal? Is this right? So to just get out there and be with other like-minded families and moms, I think that's super helpful.
Hey everyone, I'm Lena, host of the New Mamas Podcast, a podcast created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life, talking about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. We don't shy away from the real stuff, and with me, very little is off limits. Search New Mamas Podcast on your favorite listening platform and connect with me on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast or at Lena Forrestal. Happy listening!
That is so true. I feel like I had a lot of my friends say, make sure that you don't lose yourself. Make sure that you have people that you can meet up with or talk to, and that you don't essentially just focus or just do everything with a baby and you end up almost alone. Right. I feel really fortunate that I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I've been alone. I feel like there's always something to do because of all of these mom walks. You meet some really great people. And then when I was pregnant, I joined Peanut, the app. Yeah. And that was a great way for me to meet other moms that were in the same stage, because I was one of the first ones out of my friends that was pregnant and I was new to the area. So it was just, I didn't have a group yet. And now with all of these different groups, it is really nice to just be able to like talk to other moms and see what they have to say as far as certain things that their kids are doing. And it just kind of makes you feel a little bit better.
Definitely. My husband and I joke because my first was colicky and we didn't know. We just thought it was normal because, kind of like you, our friends didn't have kids and we got married. And then 3 months later, we were pregnant. And so it was all very whirlwind quick. And she cried all the time. And we just thought, oh my gosh, this just must be how it is. But then once I started to get in groups with moms and say, like, this is what we're dealing with, they were like, that's not totally how it should be. So I feel like that was really helpful to kind of share with people. Hey, we're not sleeping. We're having a hard time with her crying all the time. What did you do for this? And that was really helpful to have the community of people.
It is really helpful because then at least you kind of feel like, all right, I'm not alone.
Right, exactly.
Do you have any other tips, suggestions, or recommendations on any of these mommy and me groups for anyone that is considering, you know, that wants to just kind of get it started? And I know you mentioned just put yourself out there, but any other tips for, in general, events?
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, putting yourself out there and then trying to connect with people who are of similar. I've been very fortunate that a lot of the San Diego moms who have blogs have been really kind, and we've shared a lot of ideas and tips together. So I think that's been helpful. And if you can find something like that in your community too, of even some other moms who are willing to do life with you and maybe even team up. I have talked to some moms about doing teamed up events. So that's been really cool to see too, that I haven't just had to do it alone, because some people would probably say, oh, there's competition, you know, there's mom walks, there is meetups for this type of event, you know, whether it's a family event or a mom's event. And thankfully, I've mostly encountered people who have wanted to share things together. So I think, again, too, another thought is if there's somebody in your community that you have really connected with, maybe talk to them individually and see if they want to do something together, whether that's a beach play date, and work together with other people as well, other moms.
Such a good point about that feeling of competition. I don't feel, at least I don't see, that there is that kind of vibe, because all of the mom groups that I follow, they were all, again, shared from another mom group. And
right.
All of the events are kind of shared amongst one another. And the reality is there's so many moms, like you can't...
Right.
You can't really have all of the moms join just one event. You kind of need that variety to be able to allow moms work with their schedule.
Well, and I think something that has been coming up lately, which I've found really interesting, in the past, I've always done events in the morning during the weekday, because that has been a lot of the stay-at-home moms or moms who are on maternity leave. They've wanted events. Well, I've been having messages from people saying the dads want to be in on this. Do you have anything in the evening? Do you have anything on the weekends? Where in the past, when I tried to do things on the weekends, I felt like nobody wanted to come because they wanted to have family time. But I think now dads are starting to want to come to things too and connect with other dads. So it's interesting. At first, my audience was, I think, 99% moms. Or women, I should say. And now I keep getting all these friend requests from men. It's so interesting. But I think they also, you know, want to know, how do I get out with my kids in town? What are some events that I can go to? So I think, you know, that's also like something that could probably be worked on, as dads connecting.
A lot of the events that I've seen you share are also so family friendly, whether it's going to something like the Camp Store, which is, you know, an outdoor venue for food, music, you get to enjoy the sunset, or the museums. Yeah, the story time being during the day, I can see how maybe that might be a little bit harder for families to partake in if it's during the week, but you have such a great variety that does make it nice for the entire family to participate. And weekends sound like a great time to do that.
Yeah, no, thanks for saying that. Even with the story time, it's been interesting. I've had moms reach out to me and say, hey, can my nanny come? Can grandma come and bring the kids? And I've just said, yes, of course. You know, I want a community feel too. I mean, my goal has always been and will always be to get people out, ideally outside as much as possible. But I mean, I've given rainy day ideas too. There's a lot of really good indoor activities, but we live in San Diego and we live here for a reason, to be outside, to be at the beach, on the trails, enjoying the sun. So thankfully we do have options for indoors, but just trying to get people outside with their families and experience nature and enjoy where we live.
Such a good point, because we do live in such a beautiful place. Got to take advantage of it. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking time to sit and chat and share how you came up with this idea and how you grew it to where it is. And I look forward to continuing to follow how it expands.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be on here, and I'm excited to check out your podcast as well.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.